Hello, my name is Nancy Huerta, and I'm going to be talking about a goal I have had all my life, which was helping out the homeless around my community. I have seen a lot of videos around the internet where people help out those in need, in which they encourage me to do this. The way they help them out is by giving them money or food. The way I'll be able to help out the homeless around my community is by buying food and giving it out to them. And now that I have had the opportunity to do it, I'm going to share it with you. There is approximately 4,149 homeless people in my community. That may not seem like a big number to most of you, but believe me, there is a lot of homeless people around, walking, asking for money and food. Homeless people are a very big impact in our community. Most of the homeless persons become homeless due to them losing their job, or they may be alcoholics and do drugs. Many people actually also become homeless due to stuff going on in their family, as to deaths or just problems around. Most people think homeless people just sit down and wait for money and food, but not all of them are like that. Some actually have jobs, they go to work every day, but they are still homeless. And some of them actually go around the day looking for jobs, and some of them are not that lucky to find some. Others, they do sit around and just wait for people to help them out. And others, since they are homeless, they go around looking for shelters they could stay in. There are so many ways to help out the homeless, as giving them food, clothes, supplies around the streets, or you could just simply give it to shelters around your community. You can also donate money to the shelters, but what I decided to do was to buy food, put them in bags, and give them out to them. I am here with
Melissa Huerta.
Okay, so Melissa, I'm asking some questions. How do you think homeless people affect the community around us?
Well, the homeless people, because they're out with signs asking for money, right? And like if you're like in a red light, you start to give them money, but like whenever it starts to turn green, you're still trying to find the money so you can give them money. And it's like it gives more traffic a little bit. Also, it's how people view our community, because they say that Moscow, Russia, they say that there's a lot of homeless kids and people there. And I did a project about that last year. And it showed that there's more kids and stuff, and that the streets are being, there's a lot of drugs out there and gangs because of the homeless people. That's the only thing they know how to do with drugs and alcohol and stuff.
And what do you think homeless people do all day?
I feel like some of them try to look for jobs and some of them just are begging for money, because my mom, she's always saying that she sees the homeless people and she sees that he's young and he can work good, and she's like, why don't they ever go try to get a job?
And if you were in that position, what would you do?
The position of a homeless?
Yeah.
Well, first of all, I'd clean myself, that's for sure. Get present up so I can look good if I want a job, and then I would go for like a low pay job, but like McDonald's and stuff like that, because I know I'm not gonna be able to get a job as in like Victoria's Secret or anything like that.
Oh, okay. Jasmine. Alex.
Yes.
How do you think homeless people affect the work? And how do you think homeless people affect the community?
Homeless people are all around. You see them in the streets, some in some restaurants. But if you actually look in society, they don't like them. So they impact it greatly. Sometimes when they see a lot of homeless, they don't want to go into that section where they're in, you know?
And what do you think homeless people do all day?
I think that they are only searching for food. That's the only survival. And sometimes I actually think to myself, how do they even survive on winter? Because in winter, it's really, really cold. And it's very sad for them. But yes, I actually do think that they look only for survival.
And if you were in that position, what would you do differently from what they do?
I would try to get a job and actually save my money in order to actually have a house. and everything.
Hi guys, I'm here with
Kim,
Evelyn,
Fernando.
And I'm going to ask y'all some questions. Okay, so my project is based on me helping out the homeless. And the way I'm helping them out is by buying food and passing it around my community. So, Kimberly, how do you think homeless people affect the community around us?
I feel like homeless affect the community by... That's a tough one. I don't know. I think it affects it by the image, because... some people might think since there's a lot of homeless, there must be a crime increase, there must be a lot of robberies, there must be not a lot of jobs and stuff like that.
So, Evelyn, how do you think the homeless people affect the community around us?
I think they affect it because if you go to a new city or a town or anything, and you see homeless people as more of a united... So, if you go downtown, you will see a lot of homeless people everywhere. So, it makes people feel unsafe for some reason because they think that they're dangerous. But they're honestly, the same human being as your daughter, your son, your brother, your best friend. They're still a human being. It's just they're having a lot of tough times throughout their life to the point that they don't have any more places to go. They don't feel welcome that they have to go to the street.
So, Fernando, how do you think homeless people affect the community around us?
Well, first of all, I think it changes the way that people look at it. If they see a lot of that, they gonna think bad things about it, I can agree with what Kimberly said, a lot of crime or whatever, they gonna think a lot of that. And, I feel like that's gonna mess it up, I guess. I don't know how else to say it, but yeah.
And Kimberly, what do you think people, homeless people do in their daily basis?
I feel like, I know they try hard for their food, their clothing, and everything. They do try hard, but there's just some homeless people that use the money for drugs. And I feel like they were in that situation because of drug uses. They don't want to make a better life for them. They don't want a better future. They just want to be stuck in drugs and live in asking people for money. I feel like if I was in that situation, I would try to make myself better, because for me, I think it's really embarrassing seeing homeless people ask for money, and I do feel bad for them, but there's some that I'm just I'm sorry, but no, because you will use them for something else, not food, or not to make you better, but to make you worse.
Evelyn, what do you think homeless people do on a daily basis?
I think they go out through their day, move around the city to find more opportunities to get money. But I agree, totally 100% with Kim, that a lot of homeless people use the money that they earn for drugs. And their excuse is, I have a bad day and I need to wash it all off. So either they buy alcohol or they buy heroin, meth, or weed to, wash it off, in their opinion. To take away the pain from their day or from their life. But that's not really what they should be doing. They should, because if you think about it, homeless people have a social security. They have most of the homeless people have the social security. They have the option to be hired in some jobs, but they don't want to have that opportunity because they're scared that they're going to be, they're always just going to be a homeless person to people. So they just think, stop it.